and 16, because Tim is involved in these, and he needs to get out of here.
I can jump on a later flight if we need to extend this.
Okay.
Plus too much money.
So item 15
is... Southwest, it's fine.
Item 15 is to consider and take possible action on board meeting audio recordings. And it's come to our attention that some outside parties may be taking advantage of our audio recordings to our detriment with regards to investment and contract issues.
Yeah, I think this basically centers around unintended consequences of the board recordings, and I think the goal of transparency clearly is a good one. However, when it comes to the board discussing strategy for negotiations on specifically on investments, we have noted that as soon as the recordings are posted, the investment managers involved are reviewing those pretty much immediately. As you would expect, they're public documents. My concern, the specific concern that's been raised, is if the board wants to hire a manager subject to negotiating on one or a basket of terms, and they discuss that in open session, if that discussion with the manager then extends over a period of months and the recording gets posted in the meantime, we do lose negotiating power, basically. So it's a consequence that has come up. I don't know if it was specifically anticipated when the board made the decision to record record and post the meetings, but it's something that needs to be reconsidered. And if the board's okay with this, this is a trade-off, that this is what you, this is a condition you accept to gain greater transparency with the public. That's a board decision, but it just needs to be an active decision at this point.
Karen?
Can you give me an example of I'm open to taking back that public, not recording that portion of it, but can you give me an example of where this has been to our detriment?
To date, we haven't seen it. To date, we have seen managers listening to the recordings and commenting on them. It came to our attention that in the past, we've had discussions, fairly open discussions among the board when we have a finals presentation. If, for example, you vote to retain or hire a manager subject to fee negotiations down to a certain level, or fee negotiations and or giving on a liquidity term or some other set of terms there, now you've laid that discussion open to the public and posted
our negotiating strategy, but wouldn't that be laid open to them when you go in to talk to them anyway, or you'd hold some cards back, if you will, as you're doing the negotiation?
You know, it goes one step further than that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but the press, we've got like four or five major industrial institutional investment groups out there. They listen to it. They say, oh, they can report on that too, saying, oh, Cicero wants to invest in this, but they're going to be looking at this and this. And then it goes nationwide. So it's beyond just the individual manager.
Yeah.
So what would our legal, I would need to hear from our legal experts, is there a way that we can record some of it and not others, or do we have to go away from recording? And if we want to limit this, that's where I'm concerned.
There's no obligation at all in the law to record the meetings.
Correct.
So we could say we'll record policy discussions, but anything having to do with investment strategy we'll no longer record.
Well,
that's where
I think there needs to be a bright line between the two that make sense under the rationale that you want to stop the recording.
Do you have some language you can bring back to us, or some policy?
I don't necessarily have language. We need some board direction there. Either this is something you're willing to live with, this is something you want to address, and we can come back with some samples of how to handle that. You could just not record the investment portions when you're hiring a new manager. You could record but not post. I mean, there's a myriad number of options there. It's really a board policy.
But that's my question. She just said it has to be a clear line. So
it could be all investment matters are not recorded and everything else is. It does go against the transparency policy decision that the board made a while back. But if there's a need to do it.
The other thing we could do, as Tim just mentioned, is we can record the meetings and not post them on the website. And that way, we've got the documents here. A press member, an institutional investor, would have to write or call and produce a public records request, and then we would send it out. Many of them may not do that. They ask us for information instead, and we can give them a blurb about what happened during the meeting.
I have a real problem with that.
With not posting the recordings.
Harvey, you look like you want to add.
There's a couple of things that we can address. Tim's example, that when you've come down to selecting a manager and you're talking about terms, we have the absolute right to take that into closed session. The section is 54956.81.
That's the one I was going to say.
He knew that. Local agency invest pension funds may hold a closed session to consider the purchase or sale of particular specific pension fund investments. So when you get it down to a specific investment, that conversation can go into closed session. For the obvious reasons that we're talking about, not compromising our negotiating capability. That's already written into the law. So we should really not be having those conversations in open session.
Okay.
And every other board that I represent in this state goes into closed session on those things for the obvious reasons. Now, that doesn't deal with the open session policy, what do we want to invest in, that Marilyn was raising.
Right.
Marilyn said, you know, was raising a situation where we're contemplating moving into, into foreign debt, for example. That's a public discussion. The public has the right to know that. I wouldn't. If you've made the decision, you're not required to record anything. You're required to have minutes of open session. But if you're going to record your public sessions, my recommendation is don't try to draw lines. Record your public sessions. But your sensitive negotiations and terms and what you're going to do, don't do that in public. They get in closed session.
Rusty, and then Jerry, and then Gabe.
Well, usually these meetings we're concerned about special board meetings or not?
Not necessarily. Anytime we have finals presentations.
Anytime. And on the recording, would it matter if we release them after we had negotiated our fees, or do we not want to release them at all?
They're public record immediately, right. So anyone who wants it will get them.
So probably better not to record at all, to just have a closed session setting.
Yeah. I don't have any qualms with the way you described it, Harvey, but I want to clarify it in my mind if we decide to go this way. So we do an RFP. Say we're looking for a private equity fund. We get down to four people. We have them come in, and they present. We go through the process of picking one. We pick one, and we vote on it. At that point, we say, okay, that's who we're going to invest with. We then stop, and we don't talk about fees or
terms.
Negotiations or any of that. Is that agreeable, or do you want to stop when we get to the four people presenting? Where if you had to put a line in, where would you put a line in, Tim, and that you would be comfortable?
I'm going to defer to legal on this one.
All right,
that's a good. I was thinking about that, because in our discussions between, say, the four finalists, after we've heard the presentations,
yes,
it comes down to terms, it comes down to fees, it comes down to other issues. Yes. So I think, at that point, once we get to the four finalists or have heard the presentations, I think that's when we go into executive session with regards to choosing a manager and discussing the
that would be okay
issues that were raised.
That would be okay.
Gabe? Yeah. A company came in recently, and one of the comments we didn't like or made about them is they don't offer jobs. The other one is giving local jobs. I don't want to give that strategy out. I want a company to come in next time and say, oh, geez, they like hearing us giving jobs. So all of a sudden they infuse it into their presentation.
Yeah.
If, just to touch on what Jerry was mentioning about bringing them in maybe before, wouldn't it be advantageous? I know if I was a fund manager, I wouldn't release that I'm willing to negotiate terms or fees or anything like that if I knew I was in a public session. I mean, doesn't that put them at a disadvantage? So if you're in a private session, then, you know, more things can be discussed and more, you know, they're free to talk about possibly being flexible in the terms. Wouldn't that be an advantage to the to the system to
they
negotiate?
They would never be in closed session.
They wouldn't be.
They would never be in closed session.
They would never
it's
be
only
in closed
our
session. That's it would just
public.
Be discussion, I understand.
And it's pretty typical for them to say,
we're
yes,
willing
we're
to
willing
discuss
to discuss it.
Yeah, I understand.
Richard?
Seems to be generated because now we have these recordings and people can listen to them who aren't here. But we have been doing this in public session for as long as I can remember. And so if you're going to change that, you're making a huge change. And it shouldn't be smoked under the recording issue. I mean, it's the way we've always done business. And, you know, the recording was in response to concerns from whoever, community and whatever. And actually, I supported the recording all along. But to all of a sudden say, okay, well, recording and here's an issue, which wasn't an issue when before we had recordings, and to say to change it now, I think you're on real dangerous ground.
I think we learned from it. It's just experience.
Yeah.
We tried it, we learned, and we're
right.
making
And remember, if we're talking some of those issues like the terms of a contract or a fee, at the end of the day, that's all public. Mm-hmm. And when I look at that, so the build up to that is public too. I mean, otherwise, you know, that's the whole point about having people be public and be transparent, so you see where it's going.
May I ask a question through the chair on that? Suppose we own this building.
Yeah, which we do.
And suppose we wanted to sell the building. You would hold the negotiations over the price of the sale in a public session?
No, but we've never done that before, so why? That's not a change. That's not a change.
So your concern is the change, not the policy.
I'm concerned we're changing something we've always had.
Well, that should be teed up. We're not. No, nothing's happening today. You should
tee
it up and decide whether you want to make that change.
But
yeah, you're right. I mean, that
you know, I'm thinking about whatever the issue about the recordings is. All we've done is expand the scope of our apparent transparency, which was limited to this room originally, and we know our minutes were never verbatim minutes, never intended to be, which the recordings tend to give you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you change that, then you're it's not about the recording. You know what I mean? You're regressing. You're saying, well, we're going to be a little less transparent about these subjects, which has got nothing to do with the recordings.
I think to do with fiduciary duty. We want to make the best investments, get the best return. I think that hampers it. Very good hamper.
You know, when the Brown Act started, people said the same thing.
We're not talking about the whole meeting. We're just that they want to sit in here. They're welcome to. I'm not banning it. Just certain parts should not be recorded.
My recollection is the Brown Act has been modified recently to add this exception.
Correct. Exactly.
So why that's not a change that we can't peg to a recent change in the Brown Act.
I think the Brown Act change that they're referring to was really kind of narrow.
Alternative investments.
Yeah.
It wasn't as broad.
It's different. This provision is in the Brown Act. It was put in there about 4 years ago specifically to allow you to negotiate on investments and get the best deal you could get without compromising your negotiating position.
With that said, we're taking advantage of what the Brown Act already allows us to do, or relatively recently allows us to do.
Another option is to have in a future agenda this particular issue of whether or not the board would like to utilize what the Brown Act has authorized, which is hold those discussions in closed session, because it would be a change from practice, like Richard is concerned about.
Change it.
So I can't move right now that we start utilizing the Brown Act exception for the investment policy.
Well, there seems to be maybe not a consensus about that.
Make that in the form of a motion. I'll second.
It's really not agendized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I move that we agendize this topic to consider changing?
You don't need a motion. We'll just agendize it.
Corrections.
I'd like it to go further. Again, I don't want to get rid of the recordings, and I don't want to either yes or no. I would like some staff recommendations on where that line is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was on the agenda.
We've discussed some of that.
We have the authority under the Brown Act to do closed session negotiation discussions, but I get that it's a bigger picture. It's our strategy. discussions, and...
A point of order, if I could, please. Number 15 suggests that we'll consider and take possible action. So have we not already set this item on the agenda?
But it's only on the audio recording. So we have
right.
It's not specific enough with regards to taking these issues into closed session.
Okay, I understand.
Practice of taking it into closed session.
Okay, so we'll agenda that for a future meeting.
Okay. So we're done with that one.
And you'll provide a line of demarcation, so to speak, where you think...
Do our best.
As one of our options.
Yeah.
Okay.